Welcome to another wonderful, beautiful day in God's Word. We are in the book of James, and we're going to jump right back into it. James chapter 1, we're going to read verses 9 to 11 here this morning. It says this, "The brother in humble circumstances ought to take pride in his high position, but the one who is rich should take pride in his low position, because he will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossom falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich man will fade away even while he goes about his business." Now, I find it very interesting how there is such an incredible drive to get rich. I was in 7-Eleven a while back and watching a guy buy a lotto ticket. And after he walked out, I talked to the sales clerk and asked her, "So, is this a regular occurrence for some people?" And she kind of looked at me and she said, "Yeah, there are some people in here, they drop $100 a week, $100 a week on lotto tickets." And I'm thinking, $100 a week times there's 4 weeks in a month, there's 12 months, 52. That's a lot of money, in other words. And I'm thinking, man, if you just took that money and if you were just to invest it, you would get much further ahead than by buying lotto tickets. But the thing is, people have such an incredible drive. They think, if only if I had more money, then I would be happy. I would be satisfied. I could do what I want. Well, this isn't uncommon. This was a problem back in that time as well. Actually, the whole concept of money and social status was a real problem in the book of James, or in the time of James. Now, let me say, God is not against money. But he is against that desire for more, that greed, that want of it. 1 Timothy 6:10 says, doesn't say money is the root of all kinds of evil. It says the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And then it goes on that to say that people that are eager to get rich have pierced themselves with many griefs. Let's stop and think about this, folks. See, it doesn't matter where we're at. If we have lots, if we have little, it matters what are we striving for? What is our drive in our life? And, you know, it's interesting because where we are at right now with this whole coronavirus, it kind of puts us on a level playing field to some extent, because it doesn't matter if you're wealthy, if you're poor, you're stuck at home. And we've been stuck at home for a while. And the point is, what is our drive? And James is saying, look at those that have little, take pride in their low position or their high positions. What does that mean? He's saying, look, you may not have a lot of finances, but you have a lot of faith. And that's where we have to focus on. Are we trusting God or are we trusting our money? Are we trusting God? Are we trusting our jobs? Are we trusting God? Are we trusting the government? What are we trusting right now? See, those that are are wealthy, he was talking about. And again, God has nothing against those that have, but against what they depend on. And these here were depending on their riches and saying, man, I'm good. I'm good. Everything is in control. God will take care of me. My finances will take care of me. And, you know, I really don't even need God. I honestly believe, folks, the biggest challenge in the Western world is not persecution. It is this self-absorption, this wanting for more, and this just desire and dependency on finances. And so I encourage you, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit. Why are they blessed? Because they depend on God. They know that my provision comes from the Lord, not from what I have. It says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Because they're looking at eternity. This is what I'm reaching for. And my desire today, and my desire on a regular basis, is that we depend on Him. As I said yesterday, we put our stake into Him and trust in Him no matter what the circumstance. Father, I thank You that You've given us hope, and You've given us all we need from day to day. And so I pray that we would trust You, we would depend on You, we would not depend on resources as far as finances or anything else, but we would constantly look to You and know that You will come through for us. And so, God, I pray blessing on Your people as they go through their day to day. May You guide them, may You strengthen them, may You encourage them. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow at the same time.